on my kitchen counter, we have this little garden. It's actually kind of a fancy thing. It's Scandinavian, so it looks really sleek. And it's hydroponic. It provides the water, a set amount of light, including different wavelengths for sprouting versus fruiting, and all of the nutrients that the plant needs. And I love watching it. At first, there's nothing. For what feels like almost too long, there's just dark coconut husk and waiting. And then, slowly, the first little green shoots start to appear. Right now, we have cucumbers and peppers and tomatoes and edamame growing. And they've been green for quite some time. But recently, another color has shown up. Small pops of yellow flowers, especially from the cucumbers. And they're bright, and they're beautiful, and it's exciting to see them against all of this background of green. But they're not done yet. The flower is just the beginning. The flower has more work to do. First, it needs to be pollinated, then it needs to grow. And its end game is something entirely different: the fruit, the seeds, the life that continues beyond it. The beauty of that flower isn't the end of the story. It's a sign that something more is coming. Now, if we're being honest, and if we're looking at the Bible, Easter begins with surprisingly little fanfare. In today's gospel, there's no crowd gathered in celebration, no triumphant procession. Instead, there's just a garden and a woman weeping and a voice calling her name. And yet, it's precisely here in this quiet, tender, almost hidden moment that the resurrection is realized. The story starts while it was still dark. Not only was it dark because it was early morning, but it was also dark in Mary herself. She is moving through grief and confusion. She is still living in the shadow of Jesus' death on the cross, and she doesn't come to his grave expecting resurrection. She's expecting death. And into that darkness, Jay Holm has written a poem. He writes, "At first, Mary thought he was a gardener, this miraculous son. She saw the dirt under his nails through the tears in her eyes and saw not the grave, but the bringer of life. And how was she wrong then? This woman wrapped in grief who saw the dirt of a borrowed tomb and thought at first of things which bloom, which turn their heads to the sun and burst into joyous color." This poem is called Mary Magdalene and the Gardener. Very appropriate. So how was she wrong? In many ways, she wasn't wrong at all. John places this story in the garden on purpose. It's not just a setting. John gives it meaning. We're meant to hear echoes of Genesis. Another garden, another beginning, another day one. Now, biblical scholar Amy Jill Levine points out that what we get translated as the first day of the week is more accurately interpreted day one. This is creation language. This is reset language. God is doing something new here. Resurrection is not simply life after death. It is a whole new creation. And so, of course, in that Jesus is a gardener. Because resurrection is not just about leaving the tomb behind, it's about cultivating life. But Mary, she can't see it yet. She's still weeping, she's still searching, she's still asking, where is he? And yet, even in that, something in her is already leaning toward new life, already imagining things which bloom. It's like those first shoots on the counter. Before you know what they will become, before the fruit is visible, something is already alive and growing. That is what resurrection does. It begins before we understand it. It takes root in us before we can name it. And then Jesus speaks her name. Mary, or in Hebrew, Miriam. And everything shifts. And it's not because all of her questions are answered, because they're not, but because she is known. She recognizes Jesus not by sight, but by their relationship, by being called. And her response comes instinctively, Rabboni, my teacher. And that matters. Because she doesn't say, my Lord, she doesn't even say, my Savior, she says, my teacher. Which means there is still more ahead, more to learn, more to become. Levine notes that in calling him Rabboni, Mary recognizes that resurrection is not the end of Jesus' work, or her work. Resurrection is simply not the end of the story. It is just a beginning. But then Jesus tells her, do not hold on to me. Don't cling to me. Mary is holding on tightly, trying to keep this moment from slipping away. And I'm sure we can all imagine that she has lost him once and she cannot bear to lose him again. But Jesus gently loosens her grip. Because resurrection cannot be held that way. It's not something we preserve like a moment. It's something that grows. And then we're back at the garden. Those cucumber flowers on the counter, they're beautiful, they're bright, they're full of promise. But if they just stayed flowers, that would be the end of them. The flower has to keep going. It has to become fruit. It has to carry the seeds. Otherwise, it just simply wilts and fades. And so Jesus says to Mary, don't cling to the flower because there is fruit coming. There are seeds still to be planted. There is life that has not yet taken shape. It's about a whole new reality where God is near to each and every one of us. Already a new creation is unfolding, and Jesus sends Mary into it. He sends her to go, to proclaim, to carry this resurrected life into the world, to share, I have seen the Lord. And notice she doesn't say, I understand everything, or I can explain it all, just this. I have seen him. She becomes the one who brings others to see what she has seen. She's the first witness, the first voice of Easter. Because resurrection is not something that we stand back and just admire like a flower in a vase. It's something that we are drawn into. It meets us in the dark, it calls us by name, and it sends us out into a world that is still unfinished, still growing, still becoming. A world where something is already blooming, where life is already breaking through, where even now things are turning toward the sun. So, how was she wrong? She wasn't at all. She saw a gardener. And resurrection is God at work in the soil of the world. The tomb is empty. This is day one. How will you cultivate this new creation?